This is James Zahn, Senior Editor of The Toy Book, with your toy report for Friday, May 31st, 2019. 2 years ago, Monsters University director Dan Scanlon took to the stage at D23 Expo in Anaheim, California, to show off a tiny glimpse at what was then literally displayed on screen as the untitled Pixar film that takes you to a suburban fantasy world. Now that film has a title, and the first teaser trailer for Disney Pixar's Onward has arrived. Mattel will produce toys for Onward under the Toymaker's recently expanded agreement with Disney to produce new toys for all Pixar Animation Studios properties beginning next year. Onward hits theaters on March 6th, 2020. Sesame Place in Langhorne, Pennsylvania is celebrating the grand opening of its all-new Sesame Street neighborhood. The only theme park in the U.S. based entirely on Sesame Street, and the first theme park in the world to become a certified autism center, Sesame Place unveiled a neighborhood that's been reimagined to reflect the vibrant set of the long-running series as it appears today. Reinforcing this year's trend that it is okay to play with your food, Moose Toys is teaming up with some of the most recognizable grocery brands for Shopkins Real Littles. The new line of more than 50 unique collectibles features characters based on miniature versions of real brands, including Welch's Concord Grape Jelly, Kellogg's Frosted Flakes, Pringles, Cheez-Its, Pop-Tarts, and more. The Call of Duty franchise has been a merchandising and licensing juggernaut since its 2003 debut. Now Activision and developer Infinity Ward are heading back to one of the most successful eras for the franchise, for Call of Duty Modern Warfare. The fourth title to carry the Modern Warfare subtitle is dropping the numeric sequencing and rebooting the series with the same title as the original Call of Duty Modern Warfare did back in 2007. The game has been designed to engulf players in a modern-day conflict where split-second decisions could affect the global balance of power. Expect to see and hear more at E3. The game will debut at retail October 25th. Just Play's Hair Durables doll brand is getting a full-scale licensing program. Ahead of this year's Licensing Expo, the toy maker appointed global licensing and brand management firm Evolution USA to develop and manage the program. Here's a story we broke exclusively at toybook.com. Subway Surfers celebrates its 7th anniversary by hitting a milestone 2.5 billion downloads as Saibo Games appoints Alpha Group as the worldwide master toy partner for the world's most downloaded Endless Runner mobile game and its consumer lifestyle brand, Subsurf. Alpha Group plans an extensive range of action figures, vehicles, RC toys, plush electronics, and more. For more on this story, check out toybook.com for some exclusive comments from the team behind the launch. Florida-based Basic Fun inked a deal with Cloudco Entertainment to become the master toy partner for the Care Bears property in North America and the UK. The company plans a fresh and unique take on Care Bears with a full range of products set to focus on interactivity, collectability, and playability with an emphasis on sharing and caring. Funrise inked a new multi-year deal with Caterpillar to produce, distribute, and market an all-new line of realistic toys inspired by cat construction machines and vehicles. Early samples and prototypes were previewed at Toy Fair New York this past February. This fall, a familiar dog will return to Nickelodeon for a new generation in Blue's Clues and You, a reboot of the popular Blue's Clues series that first debuted in 1996. For the new series, the titular puppy Blue will be joined by a new host, Joshua De La Cruz, and returning friends such as Tickety Tock, Slippery Soap, Shovel, Pail, Mr. Salt, Mrs. Pepper, Cinnamon, Paprika, Magenta, Side Table Drawer, and Mailbox. Plus, the original thinking chair is along for the ride. Nick will also be the U.S. home for the Rainbow Group's 44 Cats, which makes its debut with a week of premieres beginning June 10th. Fuel your fandom with this news from the Pop Insider. Soon you'll literally train Pokemon in your sleep. Pokemon sleep may sound like something conceived for an SNL sketch. The time you sleep impacts in-app Pokemon training, but the new mobile game is very real and headed for release next year. This was just one of many announcements from the Pokemon Company International's press conference this week. Find out more at thepopinsider.com. Ahead of Licensing Expo, Cartoon Network Enterprises revealed new collaborations that will contribute to the more than 500 Rick and Morty products slated for release ahead of the series' November return. Arnold Schwarzenegger is heading to Stan Lee's Superhero Kindergarten for Genius Brands. It'll make for a fun game of who is your daddy and what does he do, as the former kindergarten cop heads back to the classroom for a preschool entry into the growing superhero world. The final project from the legendary Stan Lee is a co-production between Genius Brands, Lee's POW Entertainment, and Schwarzenegger's own Oak Productions. Arnold will voice a character named Arnold Armstrong, a former superhero, Captain Courage. Wowie debuts its Lucky Fortune Blind Packed Collectible Charm Bracelets. The new line of Blind Packed Charm Bracelets features more than 100 trendy charms for kids to collect, with designs spanning several categories and levels of rarity. Each Lucky Fortune Series 1 bracelet and charm comes packed in a toy fortune cookie along with a paper fortune. Cartoon Network's Powerpuff Girls are headed to Burger King. This summer, Cartoon Network's original ambassadors of girl power will celebrate 20 years of world-saving adventures as Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup are featured as toys in King Jr. meals at Burger King alongside the villainous Mojo Jojo. Additionally, the Powerpuff Girls join characters from Adventure Time and We Bare Bears as part of a 54-room Cartoon Network-themed experience at Hotel Cozy in Taiwan. It's a toy book exclusive, Pixar's Tinny, from Tin Toy to Toys R Us to Toy Story 4. The toy book visits the Pixar Animation Studios archives for a look at how a legacy character and a nearly forgotten Toys R Us commercial helped shape the Toy Story universe. Did you know that the Pixar archives houses a half-finished maquette of Jeffrey the Giraffe? Find out more at toybook.com. 3 Doodler collaborates with Office Depot on the exclusive Juku educational product series. One of Kickstarter's biggest early success stories enters a new chapter as 3 Doodler forges a unique partnership with Office Depot for the launch of the new 3 Doodler 3D printing pen as part of the exclusive Juku Steam collection. Get a glimpse inside Target's business practices at the Toy Association's annual business conference, where company executives will share unique perspectives and critical insights on the most important issues facing toy companies today. The conference will bring toy and youth entertainment industry executives together from June 18th to June 19th in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The licensing program for the top-rated PBS Kids series Wildcrats expands, with Sea Life Group producing a line of all-new toddler and kids apparel and new titles from Random House Children's Books and new items from Pressman, PBS Distribution, and Topics Media Lab. FanWraps is headed to space, the final frontier. The company revealed its newly inked deal with CBS Consumer Products to create automotive and consumer electronics decals based on Star Trek, including the recent hit Star Trek Discovery. Anita Casteller of Fangirl Consulting and Brand Management brokered the deal. This is the Rockfather reminding you to dig deeper on these stories and more at toybook.com, your leading source for toy industry news, commentary, and more. We know play.